This is Radio Clash. I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. I haven't been here for a few weeks. That's another story that I'm not going to get into. Today I don't really have a theme. Just playing some songs that I've been listening to kind of recently or that I just liked and never played on here before. Just kind of, you know, a group of songs that I came up with that I thought I wanted to play. So first up, we're going to go with the new-ish Courtney Barnett single called Need a Little Time. She's coming out with an album, I think next month it comes out. I could be wrong. But we're going to play Need a Little Time from Courtney Barnett. I really like it. I don't think my friend Neil likes it as much as I do, but let's just jump right into it. Sorry about that. That's my bad. I may or may not have screwed this up. Let's see if it works now.
I don't know a lot about you, but you seem to know a lot about me. So I take a little time out. I take a little time out. I'm sorry.
Me.
That was Need a Little Time from Courtney Barnett. Up next, we have On the Other Side from the Strokes. I've talked before about how I really love First Impressions of Earth. And this is probably one of the tracks that I'm only now... I mean, not that I'm only now coming around to, but I just never realized really how much I liked it. I really just like this whole album, if I'm honest. Maybe I'll do a show where I just play... First, my favorite songs off First Impressions of Earth and Room on Fire, but here we go with On the Other Side from the Strokes.
Thank you.
That was On the Other Side from the Strokes. Up next, we have a different genre of music, I guess, a different feel. I'm playing Phil Oakes' I Ain't Marching Anymore, which is kind of a hippy-dippy song, folk song. But I don't know, I really like it. I really like Phil Oakes. I really recommend listening to Phil Oakes. But I talk too much on the show anyway. Let's just get right into it.
Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in a thousand different fights. I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more a dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't a marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't a marching anymore.
That was Phil Oakes with I Ain't Marching Anymore. Up next, I think this might be the first time I've played a Foo Fighters song on this show, actually. I'm not sure. But we're going to play Foo Fighters, obviously. Foo Fighters are a band I was really into in, like, 7th, 8th grade. Because, you know, I love Dave Grohl. And I really like their music. But, I just hadn't been listening to them for a few years, honestly. They put out a subpar album that I wasn't a huge fan of. I was playing Rock Band for the first time in years also a few days ago, and we played a Foo Fighters song, and I was like, damn, why haven't I been listening to Foo Fighters in a while? Like, come on. So we're going to play Bridge Burning off of Wasting Light. Wasting Light is actually a really solid album. Came out in 2011. Bridge Burning is one of the best tracks, I think, off of Wasting Light. But here we go. That was Bridge Burnin' from Foo Fighters off Wasting Light. Up next, we have London Grammar with Rooting For You off of Truth Is a Beautiful Thing, which is their album that came out last year. Pretty good. I don't know if I like it as much as their first album, though. But anyway, we don't need to discuss that. I'm pretty sure this was the single, actually. I could be wrong. This could have been the first or maybe the second single off this album. But it's a good song, and so we're going to listen to it. Sorry, I'm just trying to rush through this because my show started a little late. Anyway, here we go with Rootin' For You by London Grammar.
Let winter break, let it burn till I see you again. I will be here with you, just like I told you. I'd love to always love you, but I'm scared of loneliness when I'm alone with you. I know it's hard. Is it all for me? Because I know it's all for you. And I guess it is. If I can act the same for you, then my darling, I'll be rooting for you. Then my darling, I'll be rooting for you. And where did she go? Truth left us long ago, and I need her tonight because I'm scared of loneliness with you, baby, and I should let it go, but all that is left is my perspective broken and so left behind again. I know it's hard. Only you and I. Is it all for me? Because I know it's all. I guess it is hell, and you are the only one who told me who. So I hesitate if I can act the same. And my darling, I'll be rooting for you. Then my darling, I'll be rooting for you.
That was Rooting For You from London Grammar. Up next we have What's Going On from Marvin Gaye. You know, off his classic album of the same name, which came out in 1971. So, yeah. Here we go with What's Going On, which is has maybe my favorite lyrics of all time. I don't know. We're just gonna listen to this song.
Hey, what's happening,
brother? What's up?
This is a big party, good, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love in here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me.
Sister,
so you can see.
Sister,
oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh,
right on.
That was Marvin Gaye with What's Going On. Up next we have Photograph by Weezer. This is probably the least played, at least on this show, the least played Weezer album. Besides the new one that I really didn't like. And, I mean, well, actually that's not true. I haven't played anything off of Ratitude, I don't think. Though, if you're wondering if whatever that song is called, that's not a bad song, but everything else off that album is Less Than Stellar. And I mean, Death to False Metal doesn't really count as a Weezer album, I don't think. Anyway, so this is probably my... Anyway, we're just going to get into it. Photograph from Weezer. If you haven't heard this song, it's quite a bop, so get ready.
If you want it, you can have it, but you gotta learn to reach out there and grab it. 'Cause everybody wants some love, shoot it from the stars above. And though my heart will break, there's more than I can take. I can never get enough. If you need it, you should show it, 'cause in my place on the night.
That was Photograph from Weezer. Up next, we have Cousins from Vampire Weekend off their album Contra. Let's just get right into this one before I bore my, like, three listeners to death.
Feel it coming.
That was Cousins from Vampire Weekend. Up next, we have Don't Take the Money from Bleachers off, I guess, his album, but their album. It's really just Jack Antonoff, I'm pretty sure. But their album, their album Gone Now, which came out last year. I've played a little bit of that on here before, but I mean, I like Bleachers. I know my friend Joe likes Bleachers a lot. So we're gonna play it. Here we go. Don't Take the Money.
Somebody broke me once. Love was a currency, a shimmering balance act. I think that I laughed at that. And I saw your face and hands covered in sun, and then I think I understand. Well, I understand. Dreams on the plane, different sides of the bed. Roll your eyes, shake my head. Now we're stuck in the storm. We were born to ignore, and all I got is a chance to just say, baby, love, you got me running away. You steal the air out of my lungs, you make me feel it. I pray for everything we lost, but back to secrets. Your head. And I cut off my t-shirt sleeves and claim a new continent. Till I saw your face and hands covered in sun, and then I think I understand. Well, I understand. But we fight, stay up late in my dreams on the plane. Different sides of the bed. Roll your eyes, shake my head. Now we're stuck.
That was Don't Take the Money from Bleachers. Up next, we have a song from Fastball, who my parents went to see in 1998 while my mother was pregnant with me. Interesting fact. This song's Fire Escape off their 98 album, All the Pain Money Can Buy. Here we go.
I don't wanna walk around in there.
That was Fastball with Firescape. Up next we have, it doesn't really fit in maybe with what I usually play, but it's George Michael with his hit song Faith. We're gonna get right into it. That was George Michael with Faith, and we're going to play one more song today. It's from MGMT, off their debut 2007 album, Oracular Spectacular. It's called Weekend Wars. If you haven't listened to MGMT's new album yet, after I think I mentioned it a few times on the show, you definitely should. Interesting fact, MGMT stands for Management. They shortened it to MGMT. Initially, they were called The Management, I think. But I think there was like maybe another band called that, or some. They changed it for some reason. Anyway, so MGMT with Weekend Wars, off Oracular Spectacular. Here we go.
Was I was too lazy to
That was Weekend Wars from MGMT, and that wraps up my show. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Radio Clash. I'm Will Moustakakis. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week.